जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण राधारमण।
सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमतो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरो अनिराकरणमस्त्वमनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरते उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
We have seen that a qualified student, sadhan chatushtay sampanna student who has got a pure mind and has got a faith, Shraddha is there in Guru Vedanta Vakyesu, and has got a photogenic memory, he approaches a teacher and asks his question, Kene sitam patati presitam manah, kena prana prathama prayati yuktah, kene sitam vacham imam badanti, chakshu srotram kavu devo yunakti.
Willed by whom, directed by whom, this mind, this prana, this organs of perception and organs of action, they function. That is the vachyartha, direct meaning. What is the lakshyartha, indicative meaning is, who am I? Tell me. And then the rishi gives the answer, Srotrasya Srotram Manuso Manu Yad Vacho Havacham Sau Pranasya Pranah Chakchusa Chakchu Iti Muchya Dhira. He says, you think eyes are here, you think the eye is the subject and the objects are different? No. These eyes, organs of perception, or the mind, they are not the ultimate seer. Real seer is Srotra. Srotrasya Srotram Manomana is different from this mind which you are thinking is the seer. Different from that. Rishi did not say it is Atman. He didn't use the word Brahman also. And the qualified student understood, question raised in mantra number 1, answer given in mantra number 2, Upanishad is over. You wanted to know who are you or who am I? You are Atman, you are Brahman. Qualified student understood. He had faith, full faith in the scripture and the guru. Ho gaya kaam. Then some students still sat down, came in the next class also. Thoda sa practical tip do na, thoda sa practical, how to experience it, tell me. Theek hai, I'll give you that also. Pratibodha viditam matam amritattam hi vindate atmana vindate viryam vidyaya vindate amritam. Practical. Theek hai. Pratibodha viditam, you can see it in your each thought. Prati prati, in each and every thought you will see. It is known. Pratibodha viditam. And once you come to know, what will get? Amritam. You become immortal. And how you will get this knowledge? By your own strength. The outer strength is not going to help you. Your family, your wealth, or nothing is going to help you. It is your inner strength which will help you. And then when you get it, you become Brahman, you become immortal. Nahi samajh mein aaya hai. A kahani batao, sometimes a story. Could not understand it. Okay, I will tell you a story also. Same thing again in the story form. And what was the story? And story was like this, that once the Devtas and Asuras, they were enjoying. Why? What the purpose of enjoyment? They have won the war with the Asura. How they won the war with the Asura? Asura means Anishwarvadi. And Deva, Ishwarvadi. So Devtas were losing, they prayed to Lord. And Lord showered the grace. Okay, and Devta won. And there was a true party, enjoying the party at that time. Brahman came in the form of a yaksha. Yaksha is a worshipable spirit. And he appeared there. Now all these Devta, those who were partying there, they thought, we have not invited this person. Who is this? Why he has come? Who is this? Find out who is this. Some intruder has come. First they sent to Agni Devta, go and find out. Agni Devta came back, Vayu Devta was sent, Vayu Devta also came back. Then Indra himself, king of all Devtas, he went. At that time Yaksha disappeared. Then came the Uma, and Uma told that he was Brahma. Indra came back and informed the other Devta he was Brahma. Why did Brahman do this, took this form? He took this form that Devtas were thinking that they have won, the ego has come in them, ahankar. So in my bhakta, ahankar should not be there. So to remove their ego, Brahman took the form and came there. Ho gaya, teen tarike se bataya, abhi bhi nahi samajh mein aaya. Then okay. Now the Guru is trying the fourth time. Chapter 4, mantra number 4.
The chanting is a little different. You just follow, huh? Vidita.
Tasaishayadeshah
Yadetadvidyuta
Vyadutada
Itinyamimishada Ityadhidaivatam.
So you have 2 years here. 3 is written, so it will be long.
together. Tasesha adesha yadetad vidyuto vidyutada iti nyamishada ityadhi daivatam.
So the students, those who are still sitting and could not understand the guru things, they don't know what is buddhi, what is buddhi, what is man, what is indriya, these things, what is adi devata. They don't know. So they want example. Can you give some example? By way of example, can you explain? You see, the Brahman is nirgun nirakar. And we don't have an example for that in our sagun sakar world. How can you give an example of sagun sakar comparing with a nirgun nirakar? Nirgun nirakar is one only. How can there be an example? But still the teacher is trying. And he says, yad etat vidyuto vidyutada. You see, the purpose of the whole teaching is that we have to make the student understand what is Brahman, what is the means to approach Brahman, and how to experience Brahman. That is the purpose. So in this example also, teacher is trying to explain. He says, yad etat vidyato vidyutad. Brahman is like lightning. So we have seen lightning, na? Everybody has seen. Brahman is like lightning. And then after that, it's a long, three written. So, Shankaracharya says, upamartham, I use in sense of comparison. We are comparing Brahman with lightning. Iti nyamimishada, it is like winking or blinking of eye. Two examples are given. And iti adhidaivatam, these examples are in the context of divine. From adhidaiva level, they are describing. Very good, what does that mean? So we have seen that we cannot give an example exactly which will fit to nirgun nirakar. Not possible. So what is this lightning? And how it can be compared with the Brahman? First thing is this, it appears for a short time. Lightning, gone. Similarly, in the story you have seen, Yaksha came and disappeared. Was there for a short time. Second, it illumines the whole world. Lightning, when it comes, the whole world is illumined, maybe for a few seconds only, 1, 2, 3, 4 seconds. Similarly, Brahman, the consciousness, illumines all our thought. Pratibodha vititam. In each and every thought is illumining continuously. Illumines. It flashes. Lightning, there is a flash only for few seconds. Similarly, there the seeker may get some glimpses. Glimpses of not light. Glimpses of understanding. Aaj click kar gaya. Aaj jo bataya. Are, aaj to maja aa gaya. I could understand everything. Click. Then this electric element is always in the cloud, but it takes a form of the lightning and then disappears. That means electric takes a shape, a form, and we say it is lightning. Similarly, Brahman takes a form of Ishwar and Jiva, and he again leaves that upadhi also. This we were discussing yesterday in our Tattva Bodh class. What is this upadhi? So Brahman takes upadhi of Ishwar and upadhi of Jiva, like the electric element has taken the form of the lightning. It has taken a form and then left that form. Similarly, Brahman takes the form, upadhi, of Ishwar and Jeev. And when the purpose is over, he leaves that upadhi and goes back to his original form. Lightning is prompt and quick. Similarly, Brahman creates the whole world prompt and quick, but just by one sankalp of his, the whole world is created. It is so quick. Only sankalp. I am getting bored. Now I want. Many should be present here. Just he thought and the whole thing created. It dispels darkness. When the lightning comes, it dispels the darkness. Similarly, when Brahmakar Vritti comes, it is illumined by consciousness. Brahmakar Vritti is also a vritti. It's a thought. And that thought is illumined by consciousness. And when you come to know that Brahman, through that Brahmakar Vritti, then what happens? Your ignorance also goes away. Ignorance, agyan. What is your agyan? Aham na brahmasmi. Aham jivo. Aham dehasmi. This is our wrong understanding. This will go. Very good. One child said, no, you know, why there is lightning? He said, the God, when he showers rain and all that, it is normally in the night, many times you see in the night. So he wants to see whether everything is wet or not, so he lightning. Dekh liya, haan, sab jagah pani hai, okay, then move forward. But lightning does not happen every day. That is problem. Give me an example, jo phatafat samajh mein aaye, aur kuch batao. Lightning ke liye I have to wait for the rainy season. And that also in the rainy season, it may happen, it may not happen. Chalo, dusra example dete hain. So it is said, Nyami misad yatha chakchu, as the eyes did the act of winking, opening and closing of the eye. When the eyes are open, you can see the whole world clearly. Similarly, when you get the vision of Brahman, you will be able to see clearly. See clearly what? You will be able to see clearly Brahman. Where? Everywhere. How? With open eyes. Do we have to meditate after that? No. You don't have to meditate. Gurudev has said, this winking of eye is effortless. I don't know, I was told, Premalji will tell us. This winking of eyes requires a lot of mechanism. And I am told that most of the blood in this area is the maximum. And it's not an easy job. Don't think it is so simple. Puck, 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 puck. The lot of things are here inside. So it is effortless. A man of realization goes into that realization after experience. First, it is very difficult to meditate. Like swimming is very difficult or driving is very difficult. First, driving is the whole body aches. Or the swimming is very difficult. Similarly, the meditation in the first stage is difficult. But once you get that, then going into it is very effortless. No effort is needed. So he said it is like this. So with these examples, the nature of Brahman, how to reach there, what is the means, how to experience, everything is explained. Then comes the next example, another example he will give. He says it is adhidaivik, something related to devtas and all that. Can you give me something which is related to my own adhyatma? Okay, I will give you the adhyatma also. Hmm.
अथयाध्यात्मम्
अथयाध्यात्मम्
यदेतद् गच्छति वच
यदेतद् गच्छति वच
मनो अनेन
मनो अनेन
च एतद् उपस्मरति
च एतद् उपस्मरति
यवीक्षणगम्
यवीक्षणगम्
संकल्पः
संकल्पः
अथ अध्यात्मम् यदेतद् गच्छति वच मनो अनेन च एतद् उपस्मरति अवीक्षणगम् संकल्पः
अथः शंकराचार्य से अनंतरम आफ्टर गिविंग द एग्जांपल ऑफ अधिदैव आई एम नाउ गिविंग डिफरेंट एग्जांपल अथ अनंतरम अध्यात्मम व्हाट इज अध्यात्मम प्रत्यगात्मा विषय आदेश उच्यते प्रत्यगात्मा आई एम टेलिंग अबाउट द सेल्फ विच इज इनडवेलिंग इन ईच एंड एवरी बीइंग यू डोंट हैव टू गो आउटसाइड एंड सी विद्युत सी इनसाइड योर सेल्फ हाउ यद एतत् गच्छति इव च मनः इट इज इन द माइंड अर्लियर इट वॉज सेड न मनो मना देन प्रतिबोध विदितम अगेन माइंड नाउ अगेन यू सेड मना इट इज इन द माइंड तो हाउ टू रीच देयर नाउ ही सेज You try to objectify that Brahman. Try to objectify Brahman. अरे आपने तो आगे बताया था Brahman cannot be made an object, he is a subject. Well, yes, I told you. But now the students have to come down to the student level. I will have to tell, try to make that Brahman an object. When he is trying to make Brahman an object, Brahman can never be made object. But when he tries to make an object, at least he is withdrawing all his senses from other things. Is it not so? My job is done. If you can withdraw your attention from all other things of the world, where will you reach? What will remain? Therefore, it is suggested here that you try to objectify that mind. When you are trying to objectify that nirgun nirakar, which you will never be able to successful, you will never be able to successful. But you are trying, when you are trying, at least you are withdrawing from all other things. One part is over. Then the second part, then it is said, you see, the Brahman and mind are very close. You are studying in Upadesar also, you are studying everywhere, they are very close. So as if this Brahman is going, all the thoughts are going toward Brahman. What is how the thoughts are going toward Brahman? This ahankar, which is given in the Upadesara, which you call little I, is actually big I, the capital I. This capital I is going in association with the mind and senses and try to grasp or get the experience of the sense objects. So this Brahman is thinking. This Brahman is deciding, this Brahman is remembering. Very simple. If you have got the idea that Mantakaran has got four things, Mana, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankar. This Ahankar is nothing but the capital I, Brahman, plus ego is equal to small I, Jiva. Jiva minus ego is equal to capital I, the Brahman. So this Brahman, which is with all of us, this Brahman is thinking. Thinking? Mana sankalpa vikalpatmakam mana. This Brahman is deciding nischayatmaka buddhi. Then this Brahman is remembering function of chit. So this Brahman as if is everywhere. Now you leave these thoughts, what will remain? Brahman will remain. So the sadhana given, try to objectify the Brahman. By that process you will be withdrawing from all other things, your mind will withdraw. Then after that try to see who is illuminating those thoughts. Illuminator is only one and one only. You cannot go wrong. You will reach there, illuminator. If you are able to eliminate all the vrittis, you will reach there. So, illuminator is consciousness. That illumines the mind. Mind illumines all the vrittis. And vritti illumines the sense objects. Simple. Reverse process, you reach there. Then the next one, still he could not understand.
Taddha tadvanam nama. Tattha tadvanam nama, tadvanam iti upasitavyam, tadvanam iti upasitavyam, saya etadevam, saya etadevam, vedabhi, hainagam, hainagam, sarvani bhutani samvanchanti tadvanam ittupasitavyam saya etadevam vedabhi hainagam sarvani bhutani samvanchanti.
Now here Shankaracharya says, nahi nirupadikam eva brahma manda buddhi virakalitum sakyam. If your mind is not purified, buddhi is still manda, then not possible. You cannot grasp it. Then what you have to do? First you have to purify your mind. Many times we have said, if you want the knowledge of the Brahman, the prerequisite is that your mind should be pure. And what are the impurities of mind?
Very good. Kama, krodha, very good.
These are the impurities. And who is the ringleader of this satripu?
Kama.
So, now you can identify there is only one enemy. One enemy you have to tackle. Very good. So here upasana is suggested here. Why Shruti is advising upasana? Shruti is supposed to give jnana. Now Shruti is trying to help the student. In another Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad also, there is a upasana given. And all the upasanas are for the purification and concentration of mind. How? We will see it. Now we have to give him some supplementary thing, some aid, to bring that student to a particular level, then he will be able to get the knowledge. He could not understand the abstract thing. First one was said, the abstract one, manomana, could not understand. Then practically it was given, pratibodh viditam matam, that also he could not understand. Third, story was said, could not understand. Examples were given, could not understand. Then it is decided that your mind is not pure. So you have to do something. What is that something? So in Vedas you will find there is a karma kand, upasana kand and jnana kand. And what is this karma kanda? The rituals are given so that you can fulfill your desires according to those rituals. And in each and every ritual, what we say earlier in the fire ritual, what is it? This is Lord for you, not for me. This is for you, not for me. So the Ishwar is coming in your life. Ishwar is coming to life. That is the whole purpose. When the Ishwar comes in your life, the sting starts straightening after that. This karma kand is supposed to be done within your grihastha ashram and fulfill your desire. When you are in the banprastha, you are supposed to do the upasana for the concentration of mind. When the mind is purified, vasanas are reduced, then that mind is fit for upasana, for the concentration of mind. If the mind is not pure, if the desires are more, your mind is agitated, you cannot concentrate, you cannot meditate. So first we have to reduce our vasana, then after that the upasana, and then comes the jnana kand. After the concentration of mind, then the jnana kand comes, then you get the knowledge. So in the karma is for the purification, upasana for the concentration of mind. Now we have done sakam karma with kamana, not knowing the art of doing how to act in this world. We have not studied karma yoga in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, and we started doing karma. That was not karma yoga. That karma will not unite you with the Lord. Only karma yoga will unite you with the Lord. Sakam karma is not a karma yoga. You have to do niskam karma. That is karma yoga. So therefore, Raman Maharshi says in Upadesar, Iswararpitam nechayakritam chitta sodakam mukti sadakam. Iswararpitam nechayakritam. Iswararpitam means, now I am worshipping Lord. In Sakam Karma, what was I doing? I was worshipping my own ego. I was worshipping myself. Now I have changed. Ishwar Arpitam, now I am worshipping Lord. Nechayakritam, not for me. Then this will become Chitta Sodakam. This will purify your mind. And Mukti Sadakam, ultimately you will get the Mukti. In Vivek Churamani, Shankaracharya says, Chitta Suddha E Karma Natu Vastu Upalabdhaye. All the karma are for the Chitta Suddhi. Know it very well. One day you have to stop the Niskam Karma also. When the Chitta is Suddha, don't continue. You don't have to do any social work and all that after that. When the Chitta Suddhi has happened, move forward for the Jnana. After Jnana, again you come back and do whatever you want. Spread the knowledge. So Chitta Sodakam, the karma will not give you jnana. Know it fully well. Any karma will never give you jnana. Karma will only purify your mind. That also, which karma? Sakam or Niskam? Niskam. Sakam will make the mind more dirty. More dirty means the vasana will increase. If the vasana is increased, you are in the cycle of birth and death. In Bhagavad Gita also, Lord has said, Kaena mansa buddhya kevalai indre yapi yoginah karma kurvanti sangam takta atma suddhaye. Kaena mansa buddhya, kaya, mansa, buddhi, indre yapi, everything is for the Lord. I am doing whatever I am doing with this body, mind and intellect, it is for the happiness of the Lord. Sangam taktva atma suddhaye. It's not for me, it is for the Lord. Then atma suddhi. Here atma means mind. Atma suddhaye. Your mind will become suddha, purified. So if the mind is purified, then after that, knowledge will take in 1 second. It you will be able to comprehend it instantly. It will not take time. But the mind is to be prepared, and that takes long time. How much time? Anaik Janma Bhajana. It takes lot of time. So don't come and say, Maharaj, I am doing japa for 20 years, nothing has happened. Don't say, I am doing puja, nothing is happening. It takes long, long time. Very good. So what is this upasana? Upasan. Up means near, sitting near. And the upasana, you can take the help of some symbol, some idol, some mantra, and you can do it. So do your upasana, purify your mind, and get the knowledge. No exception. Each one has to do it. No exception. Whether you want to do in this life, you are very busy with the world, okay, I want to do it the next time. Choice is yours. But you have to do it. There is no way out. You have to clean your mind. And when the mind is clean, you are fit for the knowledge. So here upasana is also suggested. And what is that upasana? Namo upasana. Naam. One name is given here. And that name of the Brahman given here is Tadvanam. Have you heard the name? Tadvanam, another name of Brahman. He says, do the japa of Tadvanam, 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 japa of Tadvanam. What is this Tadvanam? Shankaracharya says, Tadvanam nama, Tadvanam, Tadvanam, tasya prani jatasya pratyak atma bhuta. It is vananiyam, sambhajaniyam, vananiyam, sambhajaniyam. It is worshipful, sambhajaniyam. It is worshipful. So, ya saha ya etad evam veda, that who knows Brahman in this way, tadvanam, 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 in this way, and do the japa, what will happen? Sarvani bhutani abhi sambanchanti, he will become worshipful. Everybody will start loving that person. What is the mechanism behind it? Are, when you go on chanting Tadvanam, 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 what will happen? The Bhava Brahman will come in you. When the Bhava Brahman will come, everybody will start coming to you. Everybody will love you. There was one man, he always used to complain, nobody loves me, nobody loves me, nobody cares me, nobody cares me. So somebody says, go to the doctor, Premalji ka paas jao. Doctor said, okay, come in, what is your problem? Nobody loves me, nobody. There is no medicine for that. No. So he said, next. Next person, come in. He said, everybody ignores me, the doctor also ignored. Next! There is no medicine.
Even I don't know that medicine.
That is, I said, no? So you will say next. So this upasana gives very nice result, and sages have become the center of attraction. People come and flock. The sages. So in the life also, we have seen, whom do we love? Whom do we love? We love a person, a being, an object which gives me happiness. Is it not so? Anybody giving you sorrow, will you love him? No. You will not love. So we love ourselves most. Why so? Because happiness is me. Happiness is my pratyag atma, it is inside me. That is the source of all happiness. One and only source of all happiness is that, my own pratyag atma. That is why I love myself most. And that tadvanam is not outside, it is in myself. That atma is tadvanam. That tadvanam is nothing but Brahman. What is the difference between Atma and Brahman? Atma, Brahman conditioned by Upadhi is Atma. Brahman conditioned by this Upadhi, Vise Atma inside. Atma unconditioned, without Upadhi is Brahman. So your Atma is Brahman. And we say Madatma, Sarvabhutatma. Madatma is the Atma of everybody, Sarvabhutatma. Look, Naam Mahima is very good. What is this Naam Mahima? In South India, there was a show going on, and only thing for the entrance, there was no ticket, only you have to say your name. So the people were standing in the line. So somebody said so and so Lingam, somebody said Subramaniam, a North Indian was standing behind. He didn't say his name, he said Harmonium. Allow, go inside. This is Naam Mahima. Go inside. Very good. Again Naam Mahima. Somebody came to meet a person in the office. This gentleman was North Indian. The peon came and gave the chit. His name was written Sita Ram Krishna. Bolo sabko bhej do. Naam Mahima. Sabko bhej do. So Namopasana, many sages have done. Many sages have done this Namopasana. Raman Maharshi, he also did it. And it is said the peacock, squirrel, other animals, they used to come and sit near him. And sometimes, when somebody comes, they used to fly away also. Then somebody asks, why did they flew away? He said, you perhaps are non-vegetarian. You harm the birds, so they come to know, so that way they have flew away. Then second, Tukaram. Tiger used to come and sit there, not harming Tukaram. Because they have become Tadbanam, Tadbanam, Tadbanam. They have become Brahman. No harm. Janabai. Janabai used to make cow dung cakes. She was so poor, she has to make those cow dung cakes, sell it, and she used to sustain herself by that only. And you know where they put this cow dung cake? On the walls, on the public property and all that. So there was another lady also. She also was putting the cow dung cakes on the wall. And now this lady asked, after, you know, it requires 6-7 days time to get it dry. So this lady said, I don't know which one is yours and which one is mine. So Janabai said, you pick up the cow dung, put it on the ear. If it says bittal bittal, then it is mine. If it does not say bittal bittal, it is yours. Really happened. So this is Namopasana. So this Namopasana was given. Then after that, in next mantra, we'll take up on our next class. Upanishadam bho. Oh Guru, tell me Upanishad. Guru sat down. I told you the abstract thing. I told you practical tips also. I told you a story also. I gave you the examples also. Now one student says, Upanishad bho. Oh Guru, tell me Upanishad once again. Tell me something. What does that mean? We'll see it in our next class and we will end. In our next session, we will complete this Upanishad. And after that, we will start Vivek Chudamani. Yes.
From June?
It will be...
But are you doing it in the summer time too? Because as we discussed...
The summer time, this class will continue, I hope so.
This class will continue.
Yeah, but you are not here, Uncle Ji, for almost 5 to 6...
Those classes will be okay. Otherwise, we will continue. When I am present, I will do that Vivek Chudamani.
We will continue
Vivek Chudamani. If I am here in town, I will continue.
Start from in June?
It will be today's first.
Today's first.
Then the next Sunday is 8th. 8th we will be completing Keno Upanishad. 15th we have got Mother's.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day at Badri.
We have to go to Badri.
15.
No,
15th we are going to Badri.
No class.
No
class.
You'll be going there only.
Badri. Then after that, 22nd. 22nd, you wanted question answer, somebody suggested. Deepak ji suggested question answer on Keno Upanishad. Only on Keno Upanishad. And then after that, Memorial Day, I am not here. After that, we will start Vivek Chudamani.
In June.
So,
that
June 5th. Be,
June 5th is coming? Okay, we'll start Vivek Chudamani. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti
Shanti
Hari Om Shri.